This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you two great Christian songs today and continue with our series of messages on the cross of Jesus Christ, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, looking in several scriptures, so if you can, I urge you to get your Bibles and follow along. You get much more out of the message when you can do that. But before that, we are going to hear two songs today. One is Friendship with Jesus. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that we are friends with Jesus? And that gives us the next song, Wonderful Peace. That's how we have wonderful peace. Enjoy the music and then the message.
In celestial like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, fathomless billows of love.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Father, lead us today, O Lord, as we study Thy Word. May Thy will be done. May souls be saved in Jesus' name. Amen. I said yesterday that all Christ said, all that He did, all that He has done, is doing, and will do, emanates from the cross, points to the cross, is because of Calvary. And when you take the cross out of the program of God, then you have undermined, you have wrecked the foundation of Christianity, redemption, salvation, and deliverance from sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And without Calvary, there is nothing. No hope. Now, I read some scriptures yesterday, and today I'm going to continue. I said that immediately after Jesus entered his public ministry, he said to Nicodemus, the teacher. Now, the Greek language tells us that Jesus said, art thou a teacher? Now, the teacher, he was the outstanding number one authority or teacher in the religion of Israel in that day. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And then I gave you those scriptures. Now, Jesus, a little bit later in John chapter 6, he created quite a stir. He fed the 5,000, and then, now listen, Jesus never performed a miracle. He never performed a miracle, regardless of what type miracle it was, that it didn't go deeper than what man saw with the eye. Now, in John 6, he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And that was a gigantic miracle, but it went deeper, went much deeper. And Jesus did not feed those people just to satisfy their hunger. Immediately following, he said, I am the bread of life. He said, your father ate manna in the wilderness, said dead. But he said, you eat this bread, you'll never die. And it created quite a stir. Now, in John 6:48, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna, they're dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Now, these people, remember, Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see, he cannot understand, he cannot comprehend, he cannot appreciate. It's all foolishness until he's born again. And you can't be born again except by faith. And you cannot have faith except by hearing the Word of God. Now, let me say this, and I hope and pray that you don't misunderstand me. What must I hear? What must I believe to have enough faith to be redeemed? Now, don't criticize me when I use the word redemption and salvation and forgiveness of sins interchangeably. Now, you say, Brother Green, I thought you said a few days ago they're different. I said that they have much in common. Yes, indeed, redemption and salvation and sanctification and propitiation and righteousness and holiness, all of these have to do with salvation, redemption, and so on. But redemption, as I have pointed out many times, is to regain possession of by repurchase. Redemption is repurchase, and to save is to make one safe, to secure, to deliver, and to preserve, and to safeguard, to keep. Now, I'm not dissecting salvation and chopping it up. Don't think I am. And I may say saved, and I may say redeemed, and I may say forgiven. So don't criticize me, because I'm trying to get across to you the fullness. And salvation is progressive. Redemption is instantaneous. The minute, the second you believe, you're redeemed. The second you believe, you are redeemed. But you continue to grow and progress in this marvelous salvation that becomes yours when you exercise faith and you are repurchased. That is, redeemed, rescued from danger through the ransom that Jesus paid with his blood. Now, here's what I was going to say, or ask. Here's what I was going to ask. What must I hear? What must I believe in order that I may have faith to be saved? Must I understand the second coming? Must I understand sanctification? Must I understand propitiation? Must I be able to explain the virgin birth in order to exercise faith to be saved? Let me tell you something. When you hear John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. When you hear that verse of scripture, my friend, if you believe it, that is enough gospel to bring saving faith to your heart. Now, you don't need to read the Bible through. You don't need to hear 50 sermons. You don't need to attend a 2 weeks revival to be saved. When you hear God so loved, God gave Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood. You may not understand the virgin birth. No one does. I don't. No man can understand. You can't explain the virgin birth. You accept it by faith. That's the reason Jesus said, Nicodemus, you can't even see. The natural man cannot see the things of God. He can't understand the things of God. He cannot comprehend. Now, the just live by faith, not by wisdom, not by knowledge, not by understanding, but by faith. And faith accepts what God says because God said it. How much gospel must I hear to exercise faith? John 3:16. That's all. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why, you could preach, any preacher could preach on that a year, a solid year, every Sunday, two times on every Sunday in the 52 Sundays in the year. Now, let's move on. Jesus said, I am the bread. Now, follow me now. He said, this bread... Now, let me read this. Verse 50, I want you to see it. This bread, or rather, this is the bread, which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Now, that absolutely flabbergasted these people. They were, if you let me use a good old word, they were dumbfounded. They didn't know what in the world the man was talking about. He said, next verse, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And then the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of God, Son of Man, drink his blood, ye have no life. Whosoever eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. Now note, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said Jesus, or said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And of course, many of his disciples, his followers, left him when he said that. Now, let me show you what I'm trying to get across today. I said that all, A-double-L, emanates from Calvary. All spiritual blessings are because of Calvary. No Calvary not anything spiritual for you or me. Now, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. What did he mean? What did he mean? He said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus was the Word incarnate. Now, when he said, I give my flesh, I give my blood for the life of the world. Now, he said, as the Father, well, he said, I live in the Father. As the Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now, what is he saying? He said, I live by the Father. I live by means of the Father. That is, my life emanates from the Father. Now, he was God in flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:19, Jesus was God in flesh. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. Philip, John 14, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. All right. Now, Jesus was the Word incarnate. Jesus was God in flesh. Jesus was man. Man born of woman. Yes, born of the Virgin, but he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. He was the Word incarnate. And he said, I give my flesh, I give my blood. His blood was the blood of God. Acts 20:28, God purchased the church with God's own blood. Now you read that, John, Acts 20:28. God purchased God's church with God's own blood. And we know that God purchased the church with the blood of Jesus because in Ephesians 5:25 and following, Jesus said, I give my life for the church. I die for the church. I purchased the church with my blood. All right. Now, here's what I want you to see. To eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man is not to take communion on the Lord's Day or any other day. It is to appropriate, to take into your very being, into your inner man, into your spirit. Now, man shall not live by bread alone, but by, Jesus said to the devil, the very outset of his ministry, the devil tried to get him to sell out. But Jesus did not sell out. There are no shortcuts, and Jesus knows that because he is omniscient. Now, the devil said, change these stones into bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, bread feeds the body, and without bread, you'll die. You must have food, and when I say bread, I'm not meaning just bread. I'm talking about food, and bread is the staff of life. Without bread, your body dies. All right. So, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every W-O-R-D, word. Now, the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And Jesus said, except a man be born of spirit. And Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but seed that cannot corrupt, or incorruptible seed, incorruptible by the Word of life, the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, when Jesus said, I give my flesh for the life of the world, I give my blood, what did he mean? Calvary, his body was broken, bruised, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes we're healed. He was smitten of God and afflicted. They nailed him to a cross, his flesh. He gave his flesh, he gave his blood for the life of the world. Now he said, my life comes from the Father. And if you live, you will live because you eat my flesh and drink my blood. He simply meant you appropriate by faith the Word of God. And the Word of God is Christ. Christ. You remember, he took the bread and he broke it. And then he took the cup. And he drank. And he said, this is my flesh, or my body broken, and this is my blood shed. So when Jesus said, eat my flesh, drink my blood, he meant receive the engrafted word. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now that's in James chapter 1. James chapter 1. In verse 18 of that same chapter, I just quoted verse 21, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now in verse 18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, with the word. If Calvary had never been, if the cross had never been, we wouldn't have the New Testament. We wouldn't have the word that saves, that brings faith, that brings salvation. Calvary. You take Calvary out of the New Testament and you don't have any testament, my friend. There must be death where a testament is valid and where it is good and useful. If there is no death, then it's worthless. Now, you take the cross, you take the blood out of the New Testament and you don't have any testament. You have another book, but in that book there is no hope. Jesus laid his life down, literally. In John 10 and verse 18, he said, I lay my life down. No man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment I received from my Father. So they drove, of course, they beat him first. They beat him into a pulp. They crowned him with a crown of thorns, crushing his flesh, and his blood was shed for the remission of sins. Now the gospel is the death, burial, resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus according to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:1 and following. So they beat him into a pulp, they crowned him with a crown of thorns, they nailed him to the cruel cross, they pierced his side with a sword, and blood and water gushed out. Now, he was broken, he bled, and he died that we might live. To eat his flesh and drink his blood is to, by faith, appropriate his word. The word brings faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word is the incorruptible seed, the engrafted word saved. Of his own will begat he us through the word. Jesus said, he that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. The word is the bread that brings life and satisfies that life that it brings. Are you born again of the word? If you're not, bow your head now and trust Jesus, Father. In Jesus' precious name, for Jesus' sake, honor and glory, I beseech thee, O God, save many precious souls, poor lost church members, religionists, who have united with the church, they've joined a religion, but they've never been born of the word. In Jesus' name, save them, for Christ's sake, amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again. I hope you were blessed by the message today and will tune in again each and every time that you can. And I also want to let you know that if something about the program today gave you a special blessing and you would like to have this message or any other day's message in your own home, you can certainly do that. We can send you a copy of the entire program today or any day on compact disc. If you want that, just be sure to let me know the day and the date of the program you want, and please send a donation of at least $5 to help us cover the cost of getting it out to you. The postage is getting higher and higher, and we need your help so that we can continue this ministry for the Lord. And just before we close, I do want to tell you again about our gift offer N. The letter N is all you need to ask for this offer, containing a commentary by my dad and a wonderful album of music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. And if you want all of this, just ask for offer N, and please send a donation to the ministry in the amount of $25 or more. Please send more if you can. We need your donations each and every day. But if you can send a donation of at least $25 and ask for offer N, I'm going to send you first my father's verse-by-verse commentary on 1 and 2 Thessalonians, the epistles of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. Now, this is a hardback book, 308 pages long. There's a very detailed introduction, 12 pages long, that you need to read. Then we have the album, Tell Me the Story of Jesus, by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. There are 14 great songs in this album. We have the cover song, of course, Tell Me the Story of Jesus, Savior More Than Life to Me. Jesus Saves, He Lifted Me, and others. A great, great album. So, to get the commentary and the musical album, just ask for offer N and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.